Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Brian Clark. More than 75 million people have already voted, according to the University of Florida Election Lab, and that is visible in some swing states like Arizona, where Maricopa County Supervisor Bill Gates says,
as of this morning, we've already received over 1.5 million ballots. That's more than we had received at this point in 2016, and we're approaching the numbers that we had in 2020.
Security also a priority. A New Mexico county clerk's fired a temporary election worker for allegedly posting online about their interest to secretly record voters on Election Day. Both former President Trump and Vice President Harris campaigning in Pennsylvania with 19 electoral votes up for grabs.
If we win Pennsylvania, not me, if we win Pennsylvania, we win the whole ball of wax. It's over.
Harris has five events today in the Keystone State. This is ABC News. After about 7 weeks on strike, Boeing machinists are voting today on a new offer from the company.
It's an offer that would give Boeing striking workers a 38% pay raise and a $12,000 bonus once they approve it, but it's missing one component the workers have said is a must, the return of their pensions, which went away 10 years ago. Jackie is out on the picket lines.
The majority of the people are kind of flip-flopping. They're kind of them are on the fence. Some of them are leaning towards it just because they think they're getting exhausted.
Their union is supporting the offer, saying it may be the best they're going to get. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Rome's famed Trevi Fountain's under maintenance. That means tourists have to toss coins into a small makeshift pool instead of the iconic fountain. Some tourists say it's sweet. The people can still toss coins at the site. Others say the pool is ugly. According to local myth, tossing a coin into the fountain ensures one will return to the city. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Your forecast for this evening is calling for temperatures down to the mid-50s, southeast winds of 5, and periods of rain. Tuesday, cloudy, scattered showers, a brief thunderstorm possible, highs in the mid-60s, southwest winds 10 to 17. Tuesday night, lows of 38, showers coming to an end early in the evening, decreasing clouds late, and partly sunny Wednesday, highs in the mid-50s. With winds out of the northeast at 5, it's 59 degrees.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
WRCO 100.9.
Pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so I fought it. Now I'm lost in the world, trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep, deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze, and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Wrote a note, sent me back in a minute. Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away. Cause now I'm deep, deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sun
sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. This champagne sure washing over me. It's a sweet, sweet life, living by the salty sea. One day you could be as lost as me. Change your geography. Maybe you might be. Knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Come on in, the water's nice. Find yourself a lip slice. Grab a backpack and lies. You never know until you try. When you lose yourself, you find the key to paradise.
A turkey, there a chicken, and everywhere a duck duck. We must be talking about Chet, Feed, Seed, and Such, proud sponsor of ABC News.
I swear that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know. It's 2 a.m. telling your buddies 3 months in and she ain't moving in. The next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer. Next thing you know, your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech. And your sunburn on a honeymoon beach. And your left hand's getting used to that rain. And there the next 2 or 3 years gone. Next thing you know, you weren't really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat. And the doctor's saying, how you doing there, Dad? And nobody's ever called you that. And you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing you know, next thing you know, you get to know your wife again. And you're more in love than you've ever been. With a lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. Next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids. And you take them to church, teach them to fish. And you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know,
next thing you know, Jordan Davis here on Country and Community, WRCO. Coming up this week, the Ithaca FFA hosting a community blood drive Wednesday from 9:30 to 2:15, and that's at the Ithaca Community Gym. You can call 866-MI BLOOD, or you can call Melissa Sprecher at 585-2311, extension 310. You can also go to versiti.org to make an appointment.
WRCO Studios, brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your source for great tunes and delicious moments in Richland Center.
I don't believe in any room for doubt when it comes to you and me. You know all about the way I feel inside. You know how hard I try. That don't mean that I can't love a little stronger, dig a little deeper, go a little farther, anything to please you, girl. Have just begun to show you that you mean everything to me. I still feel the need. Love a little stronger, dig a little deeper, go a little farther, anything to please you, girl.
At that city limit sign, Sunday morning sunlight hurt my eyes. It's a long way from where I've been back to my hometown, but there's a man in me I need to drown. Baptize me. Left of my soul. I can see the saints out back on the riverbank, and I could hear forgiveness calling out my name, baptizing me.
Planning to come into Macy's this week? You're missing out, because our friends and family sale is happening now. What does that mean? It means when you use your coupon or Macy's card, you can take an extra 30% off, just like friends and family can. That's 30% off the latest trends, 30% off new arrivals, 30% off the best brands. It's just this week, it's just what you've been waiting for, and it's only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food. Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans. I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
You're only as old as you feel. Maybe a cliche, but it holds some truth. Exercising can boost your energy, improve your mood, and lower your stress. At Simon's Recreation Complex, they have many older adult members who prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And don't worry about your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted memberships through programs like Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs cater to all fitness levels and abilities, offering over 20 water and land exercise classes each week. You'll also have access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether you join a class or work out solo, improving your fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to discover why many of the adult members in the community call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Call 647-8522 or visit simonsrec.com. Mark your calendars for December 7th and make plans to attend the Spring Green Country Christmas. You'll see several unique items to admire and the annual Spring Green Country Christmas Craft Bazaar, which is presented by the River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team. The event is held in the River Valley High School Gymnasium from 8 until 2. Maybe you'd like to be a vendor. Contact Darby Blakely at 608-588-2554, extension 2001. River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team looks forward to seeing you at its annual Country Christmas Bazaar, Saturday, December 7th, from 8 until 2.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
100.9 WRCO.
They call me Boots Good and Barbie, hometown hottie. Got it just for all the finer things. Did you know I was a beauty queen? Been living the highlight, buying what I like. Turning on a dozen big high heels, but if it ain't, I get a real good deal.
Yeah.
take a lot. It ain't much, but it's all they got. Boy, sometimes it sure seems a lot to keep up on her own. Pile of bills, a load of clothes, wiping tears from a two-year-old, making sure supper's on before he makes it home. In her mind, she hears him say, gonna make it better someday. Further down the road,
her faith, it shows.
Even if the whole world says he won't,
he will.
Spends all day underneath the hood, making Chevrolets run like they should. He don't like it much, but the pay is good. That's enough to make him stay. Working lots of overtime, cause he's got a little plan in mind for a hill off Highway 109 that he drives by every day. Sometimes money's hard to say, but if anyone can find a way,
we
songbirds scooting all night under the neon lights. If I could go back, give me back to the 90s in an old honky-tonk with my baby in a wide open songbird scooting all night under the neon lights. If I could go back, that's where you find me. Give me back to the 90s. Give me back.
News on WRCO is sponsored by Jets Feed, Seed, and Such. Stop by 880 North Orange Street today and see the difference. A difference your animals will notice.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Brian Clark. More than 75 million people have already voted, according to the University of Florida Election Lab, and that is visible in some swing states like Arizona, where Maricopa County Supervisor Bill Gates says,
as of this morning, we've already received over 1.5 million ballots. That's more than we had received at this point in 2016, and we're approaching the numbers that we had in 2020.
Security also a priority. A New Mexico county clerk's fired a temporary election worker for allegedly posting online about their interest to secretly record voters on election day. Both former President Trump and Vice President Harris campaigning in Pennsylvania with 19 electoral votes up for grabs.
If we win Pennsylvania, not me, if we win Pennsylvania, we win the whole ball of wax. It's over.
Harris has five events today in the Keystone State. This is ABC.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As autumn finally sets in, stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium bird seed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, or give us a call at 647-8833.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Green Bay Packers quarterback Jordan Love was playing at less than full strength and missing his usual starting center. That combination proved costly in the Packers' 24-14 loss to the Lions. But even so, there were a lot of mistakes, says Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, man, a lot of self-inflicted wounds, a lot of momentum killers, a lot of drive killers, and that's just on us, man. I feel like, you know, we've been getting away with a lot of it because we've been kind of masking it with the wins. But when you play a good team, man, you know, all the little things catch up to you.
The Packers will work on getting healthier before they play the Bears on November 17th. The Brewers declined closer Devin Williams' $10.5 million club option for 2025, though the two-time NL Reliever of the Year remains with the team while being arbitration eligible for one more season. In other moves announced Sunday, the Brewers picked up their $8 million club option on right-hander Freddie Peralta and declined a club option on catcher Eric Haas. Haas also remains with the organization and is arbitration eligible. The Brewers' decision to decline the club option on Williams means the 30-year-old will make whatever an arbitrator decides unless the pitcher and team work out a deal before going to a hearing. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports from WRCO.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
Looking at the forecast for tonight, we'll be seeing lows in the mid-50s, southeast winds of around 5, periods of rain. Tuesday, cloudy, scattered showers, a brief thunderstorm also possible. Highs in the mid-60s, southwest winds 10 to 17. Tuesday night, lows of 38 and showers ending early. Decreasing clouds after that, and partly sunny Wednesday, highs in the mid-50s. It is a cloudy 59 degrees with some on and off again light rain. We have received 1/100th of an inch of rain, and the barometer is currently slightly up to 29.73. Again, it is 59 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
West to the sand, it's all we talked about lately. I packed a car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing at dawn, you'd cue the songs and we get going. Brought you on home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone all throughout the morn till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Well, there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? Back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here, drunk, washed up in Austin.
WRCO encourages you to get out and vote. November 5th is Election Day. Stay tuned for live comprehensive coverage Election Night on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com as we keep you informed on the races that matter most, from local decisions to national impact. Election coverage on WRCO will be sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, Cardinal Rotar, Schultz Mortgage Team, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. These community businesses are committed to keeping you informed and involved.
Sitting on a creek bank, bored out of my mind, casting away a day, a week, a month of my whole life. And then it hit me like a 10-pound catfish upside my head. Nothing's worth doing if I'm doing it all by myself. I need to laugh with somebody and hear them laughing back. I need to share all I got and put a couple more trains on this old track. This singing solo is getting so old to me. Gonna find me a baby and make a couple babies and sing in harmony. We'll sing na na na, na na na, na 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 na, na na na, my front porch when she came walking by. She was looking for a helping hand, a man to change a tire. We hit it off and we talked forever, and I bought that girl a ring. Then quicker than a Richard Petty pit stop, I got down on one knee and said, I need to laugh with somebody and hear them laughing back. I need to share all I got and put a couple more trains on this old track. This singing solo is getting so old to me. Yeah, I found you, baby, let's make a few babies and sing in harmony.
Martinis, second one's a freebie. Happy Friday afternoon. That neon sun's arising. I'm sitting here admiring the summer dress that's shining through. Had just enough to tell you the truth. Don't wanna scoot the boots of nobody. Get straight tequila drunk on nobody. These arms around nobody, nobody but yours. Don't want a shadow dance with nobody. Slide some cotton off of nobody. Don't want to wake up kissing nobody. Talking, last call, old mill walking, out there to a checkered cab. Beeline to your condo, Conway on the stereo. Girl, I'd love to lay you down, down, down. Don't wanna scoot the boots of nobody. Get straight tequila drunk on nobody. Wrap these arms around. Slide some cotton off of nobody. Don't want
Friday, Blake Shelton. Coming up still later on this evening, Park Street Christian Church hosting a nonpartisan, non-denominational prayer meeting. They'll be for the country tonight from 6:30 to 7:30 at the church. But right now, it's time for the Paul Harvey Program, sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery, combining a love for quality with a passion for community, creating a welcoming spot for families, friends to gather, enjoy, and make sweet memories together.
Now, the rest of the story. Lee was a sportscaster, inasmuch as he recited baseball scores on the air. No real reporting, but anyway, when the baseball season was over, Lee was out of a job, so he went to Harfield Whedon, the program manager, and asked if he could join the regular staff of announcers at KNOW. Harfield told Lee that sometimes it's better to face facts, that he would never make it as a radio announcer. Harfield said, not in Austin, Texas, and not anywhere else. No, he said the best thing would be to find something that he could do well and do that. Lee did not argue. Maybe deep down he realized that what Harfield was saying was true. In fact, he was about to leave the radio station. He was about to embark on the rest of his life, whatever, when he was approached in the hallway by a thin-faced, weaselly-looking little man in a flashy checkered suit. The man said, "My name is Fox." And the weasel said, "I'd like to make you a proposition." And so distracting was the stranger's appearance and demeanor, Lee had to concentrate especially hard to comprehend what Mr. Fox was saying. "I've opened a sports club here in Austin," he said. "I'd like to know if you're interested in reading the results of sporting events to my members for 4 hours every afternoon." Well, he'd never heard of a sports club before. He was about to turn Mr. Fox down when he heard what the salary would be, $75 a week. That's what the man said. Lee was dumbstruck. He could put himself the rest of his way through college on a wage like that, with a fortune to spare. Not even Lee's father made that kind of money. "It's a deal," he told Mr. Fox. And the following Monday, he showed up for work at the address that he'd been given. It was a run-down office building to begin with. The sports club, so to speak, was on the second floor. Lee was admitted only after being identified through a sliding panel in the front door. He was ushered into a small windowless room in which there was only a teletype and a wooden chair and a microphone. Lee was then instructed to read into the microphone all of the information the teletype printed. "Where's my voice going?" Lee asked. "The next room," Mr. Fox answered, and the young man was allowed to peek into the adjacent smoke-filled hall, which was wired with a public address system. The room was crowded with rough-looking club members, all of them staring intently at a scribble on the blackboard. Lee would not have to ask what was going on anymore. He knew now. He had just signed on as an official racetrack announcer for the best little bookie joint in Austin. Well, as it turned out, crime paid well, but not well enough. After 2 weeks of dodging shadows and sleepless nights, Lee simply didn't show up for work and resolved never to go back. Of course, now he was more scared than ever, specifically that Mr. Fox and his out-of-town goons might hunt him down and kill him to keep him from squealing, and then he would never have a chance to spend his ill-gotten $150. Nor to become the broadcasting legend whom you know, whose most notable early broadcast reached only into the next room, for Lee was Walter Leland. Walter Leland Cronkite. And now you know the rest of the story.
Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy, but that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they-them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a big part of building a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets so we can buy more things. A living wage, affordable childcare, paid family leave, and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When we buy things, that encourages new businesses to open and corporations to hire more workers. It makes no sense to give large tax cuts to the ultra-rich because they can't spend the money they already have. And any extra they get goes into investments, not purchases. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut taxes for the ultra-rich, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone or tax cuts for the ultra-rich. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
Paid for by Patriotic Millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Hey folks, it's Ron Kind. I was proud to represent you in Congress for many years. So take it from me, that place needs a major shakeup. That's why I strongly support Rebecca Cook. Rebecca grew up on a dairy farm, and she led an organization that helped start dozens of small businesses in Wisconsin. Rebecca's like a lot of people here, not too far left or too far right.
You're right, Ron. I'm Rebecca Cook, a strong backer of law enforcement. I'll work with Republicans to secure our border and stop wasteful spending.
Unlike Derek Van Orden, he's arrogant, telling people he doesn't give an F who they are because he's a congressman. Van Orden's done nothing to secure the border, and he'd let insurance companies deny people with pre-existing conditions.
And that's why we need more working-class people in Congress.
Van Orden thinks he's better than us. Rebecca Cook is one of us.
I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
One on, less right and a lot more wrong. Sounds like something I do. Calling in sick when the fish are biting. Taking those curds with the gravel flying. sounds like something I do. I never had.
So